body. I went hunting.
That kind of bait, I see.
Yeah, you see what I did
what
there?
Going for.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow, do you think we have another hour to just have this more of this great radio?
I know. I wish this show would go to 10. May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say...
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Now, just in time for the 2020 holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be in quarantine for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from
me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better watch out.
Nobody
is coming to town.
It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19
everywhere you go.
Simply having
a 2020
Christmas time.
Download yours now from Bah Humbug Records.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a
stand by for news.
News. I'm Lillian Woo. Pfizer says its vaccine candidate with BioNTech is even more effective than initially thought, which was
more than 90% effective. The company is upping that estimate to 95% and now says it protects older people most at risk from the virus. Pfizer says it will ask for FDA approval within days. A couple of caveats. Now, the results have not been analyzed by independent experts, and only about half of its supply will go to the U.S. this year.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers and details out on plans to remove U.S. troops from the Middle East.
President Trump will withdraw more troops from Iraq and Afghanistan before leaving office. That, according to Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller. Miller making this announcement at the Pentagon, where he said that both countries will reduce their troop level to 2,500 by January 15th.
Fox's Trey Yingst. America's listening to Fox News.
Bringing troops home. No wars. We can't have a president like that.
Good morning, beautiful.
And what a beautiful morning it is.
You seem happy this morning.
Why wouldn't I be happy?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
And also,
I'm very excited. It's hump day.
It's hump day.
Plus, halfway through the week.
And that means
Friday is just around the corner.
And then what?
And then
it's the weekend.
Well, that to look forward to.
But for right now,
let's start the show.
Getting good reviews on the bacon and eggs this morning. I did post a story. Did you see this UFO thing from the United Arab Emirates?
I have not. I'm looking at it now, this picture.
White UFO filmed over the United Arab Emirates is 100% alien, says an expert not named George Norrie. There's supposed to be a video here.
Do we not know that name, George Norrie? Is he,
I mean, he's on our station.
That's what I thought. Yes. That's where I know him from. That's.
But this video here, and you can go, there's a group that saves these things, UFO sightings daily.
Right.
That's it coming into view here. So this is completely captured on camera.
Huh. Wonder what body of water that is.
I'm going to guess that that is the Sea of Dubai.
Okay.
Or the Dead Sea.
Right.
Or the Caspian Sea. See, it's one of...
Whichever one sticks.
He's just throwing out every sea he knows.
Somebody said they saw the exact same. See, but look at the unusual movement of this thing. That's not an airplane. It's
right.
Clearly not an airplane. It's not a weather balloon.
Is it a drone?
Yeah. Is it safe?
I can't see. I see your video, but I can't see other than the water and the land there. I can't see anything on it.
That little spit of land there, that's very narrow.
That's a man-made. All of that stuff in Dubai is
still
like,
don't see anything.
It's a little white dot right above in the middle.
It's my blue dot from National Enquirer floating over Dubai. It's pretty amazing. Let's go a little bit further, see if we can get a closer look at it. But if you'd like to look at a story, it's on my Facebook page. I hope you'll take a look. I know it's not perfect for radio. All right, we're at 6 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
So we got down as low as 38 this morning. We're now at 48, and we're on our way up to a high temperature later on this afternoon, around 66. So a nice fall day with lots of sunshine. Cold tonight, but we're back to the 30s again, probably upper 30s one more time. Then a warming trend begins. I mean, we're in the upper 60s tomorrow, which, by the way, the normal high is 68. The sunshine will continue tomorrow. Then the warming trend continues, 73 Friday, mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday. Storm-free and a nice warm weekend. Bama's at home, Auburn's at home, Troy's at home. Looks like a great weekend to be outside. Can't rule out a stray shower somewhere in the area Monday, but I think the best chance on Thanksgiving week of showers and thunderstorms would be probably Wednesday. It looks like a storm system will be moving through, and that is Thanksgiving Eve, and that's a big travel day. Right now, clear skies, 48 degrees, 807.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrewbaker.com.
I think I got to make this the most electrifying story of the morning.
Oh, the Pope?
I just came across
I saw that.
Holy.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Just from the standpoint of pure Catholicism, I know there are people that aren't exactly pleased with Pope Francis. But this story that I just came across this morning, they have verified that the Pope's Instagram account liked a bikini model photo. And take a look at her. She sure looks like...
Catholic?
Yeah, with the little skirt, with the, you know, that plaid that the Catholic girls would, Billy Joel say.
Sure.
Much too late, something like that.
He's human.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done a like on it if I was the Pope.
A bikini model has claimed that Pope Francis's Instagram account liked a racy photo of her dressed in stockings and suspenders. Natalia Girbato, age 27, said the pontiff's verified Franciscus account was among the 133,000 that liked an image of her standing at a school locker with a white crop top and a skirt barely covering her behind.
Yeah, well, I just...
This isn't just a beautiful woman. This isn't Sophie Loren on a mountaintop. This is naughty.
I can't say that the Pope would have done the like himself. There are probably other people who have access to the Pope's Instagram account, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I just don't see the Pope browsing Instagram.
No, you know? No. You know, everything he tweets and everything, other people do that for him.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure you guys know what you're talking about. If I may just be a skeptic for a moment. She goes on to say that her mother hates her butt pics, but the Pope was double tapping.
Well,
gave it a little tappity tap.
Be right back on my way to the... Oh, God, look at that.
Oh, you didn't scroll down far
enough.
Where
was that pumpkin when Halloween came around?
Okay.
Jesse, I'm sorry. No, I didn't see this.
Say three Hail Marys and two Our Fathers.
How about if I say three Hail Marys, two Our Fathers, and an Oh, God! Wow. Well, now that I think about it, that was a religious experience, so forget it. It's not.
Jeez.
The Pope is still a human being, last I checked. Would this be a good time to go to some local news, fellas?
Yes, okay. It would be.
I believe you said fellas.
Oh.
Yes, it would.
See, see, there I am. I'm the underappreciated broadcast child over here. No, I'm kidding.
That's not sexist. That is acceptance. That is acceptance that you're not trying to knock on the door of this boys' club, this sausage factory that our boss called us.
The fact that it's still up on your computer screen.
It's hard to get something that big down very quickly.
Once it gets down, it might not come back up if it crashes the system.
Yeah.
Let's just try not to giggle.
Before anybody misunderstands, this is a news talk station. This is the New York freaking Post, not the Inquirer, not my blue dot.
Not your blue dot.
Although it's a, that's a big dot.
That's a big dot.
Yeah, and you know, only God could have invented something that. Look at this picture of the Pope.
Yeah,
hanging his head in shame.
So they found a picture of him when he's praying and he's not looking at Instagram.
Do you remember the
what
joke?
Happened to the local news?
He might be on Snapchat. I don't know.
It'll wait.
What now?
It'll wait.
Remember the picture of what?
No. Do you remember the Cheech and Chong joke about the Pope? It was on one of their albums. It wasn't a joke. It was a skit.
Not at the top of my head. I do not.
It's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah. But given the look on Jesse's face, well, I'll probably tell you that one after the show. I bet it's probably somewhere on YouTube. Didn't they move all the Cheech and Chong stuff to the YouTube?
Easy. Whenever I start typing on YouTube, it fills it in for me.
Speaking of glorious, how about my friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious? Prime Minister Playtime, Adams Motorsports. You know, they started the Christmas layaway program in mid-August. It has been a big year for them because all of these shutdowns and lockdowns and rules and people wanting to go somewhere where they didn't have to have a mask and all these other hindrances on their freedom have found it outdoors in places that you need the things that Terry Adams sells to get to. This is a great state to have a motorcycle, a scooter, something off-road from Polaris, made right here in Alabama, in the Huntsville area. Not to mention Kawasaki and Suzuki. And at Adams Motorsports, they have moved a lot of product. In fact, Terry asked me to remind you that you can learn to ride a bike or motorcycle in a weekend with the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program that he has been a sponsor of for many, many years here in Montgomery. Terry is big on safety. They sell all the accessories. I suppose when I break down and get my bike helmet, I'll go there and get it, right?
Do you really go that fast?
It's downhill. You know, I got to be mindful. Somebody can hit you with their car. You know, I got a hard head, but
just remember, it can be also used in your safe place during a.
This is true. It's got a weather value.
Along with our weather app, you know.
That's a good idea for gifts for people that are hard to shop for. Here's your weather helmet. Yeah. And would you sign them for me to give them that?
I sure will.
A Rich Thomas weather helmet. But they do sell helmets, goggles, all the safety accessories. And most importantly, after your purchase, Terry's service department is one of the highest rated, not just here, not just in Alabama, in the entire country. For single-digit credit rates that are available to consumers with just decent credit, go to adamsmotorsports.com and get an app started. Then stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Ackle. Or visit adamsmotorsports.com right now at 8:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The results are in for the State Senate District 26 primary election. On the Democratic side, Kirk Hatcher and John Knight are headed to a runoff. The winner will face Republican William Green on March 2nd. Governor Kay Ivey has appointed State Senator Cam Ward as the new director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Ivey says that Ward's experience will help him both follow the law and help people re-enter society after prison. And former Montgomery police officer Carlos Taylor, who was severely injured while on duty, was given a life-changing gift Tuesday. The Taylor family now has a wheelchair-accessible van. Alabama Wounded Blue has been working with the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office and local businesses to raise money for the purchase. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
We're talking with Jason at Wholesale Hunter, Fire Tower Road and Highway 14. It's that special time of the year. Jason, I know you have a lot of great customers.
Yes, sir, Sam. I wanted to invite everyone to come by our store here in Wetumpka who's never visited before and come see our selection of rifles, shotguns, and pistols and ammo. Also wanted to thank everyone who has visited us this year. I know it's been a tough year for some people, but if you're not comfortable visiting our store, you can visit us online at wholesalehunter.com. If you do want to come in the store, our store hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time, and I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helps with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I boil my turkey in our hot tub?
Yeah, I'm not finding that in our list of safe cooking methods.
Don't put your turkey in the tub while bathing. It will make you sick and it won't be worth saving. Don't cook with your oven knob set to clean. Things you should never do with a turkey. Cooking your turkey in a kitchen toaster, using an easy bake oven to roaster, taking it with you to a tanning bed. None of these ever should enter your head.
So, browning it with my cutting torch was a bad idea?
Can I cook mine with a can of hairspray and a Bic liner?
Try to avoid these ridiculous things, and then you won't end up dead.
That is one of our longest-serving audio files for Thanksgiving. It goes back to the olden days, Jay. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. There is nothing really breaking in the way of any election news this morning other than the fact that under very, again, suspicious circumstances, Wayne County, Michigan, certified their vote. That's where Detroit is. What's interesting about that little situation is that the Zoom that was broadcasting the activity went blank, and then they certified the vote. Now, I'm sure that was a coincidence. That just wasn't. Let's not get conspiratorial here. We would like to give away. There's that thing again. It's like
oh, you're on the Pope's website. The Pope's website.
Hey, keep in mind, I have something from the Vatican hanging in my house.
I understand. That's you do. I know.
Everything sounds vulgar today. It's just like, I can't do this. Can I ask a question? How is it that when I want to rearrange the icons on the phone?
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Now, they're wiggling like they're supposed to, but how do you... This was supposed to be on a different page.
Okay, there you go. And then, yeah.
Wow. And if I move this one here... Oh, see, then it does...
What do you want to do?
Somehow, I'm so used to making visual contact with icons in the same spot, and they keep moving. And you know what sometimes they do? They put two icons into one of those little frames.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
You don't want to have the groups? You don't have groupings?
I don't like that.
You don't? That, is that what you're talking about?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, that's all of our station's apps.
Oh, well, I mean, that, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But me, not so much.
Group them all together into one thing. I got all my home automation stuff grouped into one thing.
I see.
I've got all my shopping, whether it be restaurants or stores, all in one thing.
I've got all my weather apps all in one thing. All my news apps all in one thing.
I only have one weather app.
Oh.
Cheers, buddy.
Good deal.
Well, I mean, the phone has a weather app itself.
Yeah, and I've got different.
Yeah, but I've only got yours after that.
I've got different.
Hey, well, we remind everybody that there will be many millions of people traveling this Thanksgiving weekend. We urge you, make this the week. Get with Don Duncan. Get your car serviced. Get it checked over. Have them run the diagnostics. Rotate the tires. Remove embedded things so you don't have, you're not driving on something that could go bad on you very quickly. And can you imagine? You're on your way to visit the family in Lower Alabama, but as you're going past Owosso, or some engine problem that could have been prevented.
So beyond Owosso, it's just short of Nymph?
Yeah. I don't know of any hotels at either one of those places.
I know.
You don't want to find yourself in that situation. And many times driving down for Thanksgiving or Christmas down to visit Goose, seeing somebody on the side of the road offloading stacks of gifts to get at the spare. Don't put do preventive maintenance with Don Duncan. They got three locations. They can drop you back to your house or office. Whatever you need to get your service taken care of, they're happy to do it. With three locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook, with true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, right there on Highway 14 behind McDonald's. Downtown at 408 Madison. Drop your car off. Take a couple of, on a nice day like today, short walk up to Wing Fingers and get yourself a Dr. B burger. Or Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving Southeast Montgomery from that location. After we check traffic, we will have a conundrum for you.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have an accident, I-65 southbound at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Just as you're pulling up on that, the accident vehicles are on the left side of the road against the center divider with emergency vehicles. You can get by the accident, but we still have a little bit of a backup, folks slowing down. Expect a few minutes delay there getting by that one. In Montgomery, we're light to moderate everywhere except East South Boulevard and Wetumpka Highway and in front of Baptist and Alpha. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The Front Porch Grill not only has home cooking at their restaurant, they also will cater your wedding, special event, family reunion, whatever. Call Marty at Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
All right, who's ready to play? Come on.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
This is a good one. 1 in 8 people under the age of 24 have never done this.
1 in 8 under 24.
Have never done this.
Okay.
Common thing.
And I'm guessing
I still do it.
It's not that.
No, it has nothing to do with that. But they've never done this. I'm sure. I know you have, Jesse. We still do it. We do it daily. But 1 in 8 people under the age of 24 have never done this very common thing.
Oh, I see the answer there.
Yeah.
I cheated.
That's okay. What is this activity?
That's probably really true. I believe that.
No, that's the number, man.
Oh, yeah.
272-9228. 272-9228. 1 in 8 people under the age of 24 have never.
And for your record, that is Gen Z, not a millennial. So this is, we're talking about Generation Z people.
Are those after the millennials or before the millennials?
After millennials.
Yeah. They're Z Packers.
Gotcha.
272-9228, if you can figure this one out. Should I give a clue?
Nope, not yet. Not until we have a couple of calls. No, I think you've given enough saying it's pretty common. We do it. I have done this several times.
Yeah, no.
Got to do it today.
Everybody here has done it.
Sure. Wait, didn't you win?
But as Rich Thomas said.
Not that.
All right, we'll start taking calls right after this.
Terra Vita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Terra Vita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at terravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
At Terra Vita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Terra Vita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at terravitavillage.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Amazon Alexa is getting so smart, it knows what you want before you even ask.
Alexa, can you please help?
Help you get out of your loveless marriage.
I was gonna say order more Tide Pods.
Brian, Tide Pods can't wash out the creeping loneliness you feel in your loveless marriage. I'm adding an order for chocolate.
Thanks.
Alexa knows what you need, even if you don't know what you need.
Alexa, play... Okay. Playing songs to make me feel something. Anything.
What?
I'm sorry. It turns out music isn't the solution to your unhappiness. Scheduling therapy now.
Alexa knows before you know. You know?
Alexa.
Will self-destruct in T, minus 10 seconds.
Hey, that's exactly what I wanted.
All right, it's 829, it's Talk 93.1 FM. We are in conundrum time, and here it is. 1 in 8 people under the age of 24, Jesse says that's Gen Z, have never done this very common thing that all of us have over the course of our lives. So we're going to go to Cindy to take the first guess at this. Hey, Cindy.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
I'm thinking drive a stick shift.
Oh, that's drive good. I like that one.
Very good guess. Yep. Stick shift. Nope.
And learn how to clutch. Yeah.
not a lack of people learning how to drive sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah. Thank you, Cindy.
That's a great one.
I heard you giggle. I love it when I make women do that. Bill.
All right. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Bill? What you got here? 1 in 8 people under the age of 24 have never done this very common thing.
I'm going to say talk on a landline telephone.
That's good.
Holy cow, that is a genius guess. Is it the right answer?
It's not it. But you're on to something. I think you're on to something.
Yeah, no, that was a great guess. I mean, I would be disappointed if I was him and it wasn't the right answer. Here's Balaki.
I'm going to say California.
Blake?
Yes.
Hey, Blake, how you doing?
What do you think?
There's a delay on the radio.
Turn your radio
ignore
down.
Ignore the radio.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut it off.
There you go.
Okay, what do you think?
What is this thing that 1 in 8 people under the age of 24 have never done?
I thought it was smoking.
Oh, okay. Smoking. Nope. Good guess. Another brilliant guess. Uh-huh. Man, I love that. Our audience is so
they're thinking.
Freaking bright.
Yes, they are.
We don't.
You're freaking right.
Here's Chris. On our freaking phone. Hey, Chris.
Is it drinking alcohol?
Oh, that's another one.
Well, there are people under the age of 24.
Oh, wow.
Nope. But it's another good guess, you know, because there is a trend away from alcohol.
So I mentioned earlier that it was something that I've got to do today. So I'm not a smoker. I'm not a drinker.
Okay.
But it's something you got to do today.
It's something I've got to do today.
It's east of the Rockies.
How about leaving your cell phone on at the Vatican with Instagram open?
That's a good one. Ooh. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, East, but not the winner.
Nope. Okay, thank you.
You're in the grand prize drawing, though. Okay, next up. Oh, look, here's a name we know and love.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
Hey, Alan.
Hey, how about write a check?
That's
a good one.
Excellent.
Which I do have to do today.
Write a check is not it. That's
and,
a great
and it's,
guess.
It's really a good answer.
It's
if
close
when,
to.
When you hear the right answer.
You're in the ballpark.
You're certainly in the ballpark.
You're not in the ballpark. All right, you're running down the line to first base, whatever the hell that means.
Well, if it's at the Vatican, we know what that means.
James.
How about take a bath?
Take.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Well, you've been to some of those rallies, huh?
Yeah.
No. That's not it, but that's a very good guess, too.
I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks.
You.
Oh, Steve.
Thomas?
Okay, hang on.
Hey, guys. I'm going to say pay bills.
Oh, see? Okay.
Got to do that, too.
Yeah, that's kind of like writing checks.
It's so
but
close.
But it's really good. It's a good answer.
It's so close.
It's on the right avenue.
Yeah.
There's a couple of these that I have to do this way.
Some of these, you know, once again, I kind of create a circle around the winning answer. Here's JT calling from
first letter.
I think I'm wrong now because of all the clues you're giving out, but use a payphone.
Ah, that's a real good one.
Payphone.
Don't have to use that today.
Hey, kids, they used to have booths, too. There were booths, and there were payphones everywhere. Yeah,
I remember one time things got tight. I had to get. I was one of the first people in Miami to have a cell phone.
Yeah,
and then I had to get up in the mid '90s. But there were still enough pay phones where you could get by with a pager.
Right, I'm sure they're really clean objects, right? Oh, pay phones.
Man, there was one by a convenience store near my house, and it always smelled like pot.
Oh God, yeah,
there's nothing but drug deals there. Steve,
hello,
hi, Steve.
Yes. How's it going?
What's this thing that 1 in 8 under the age of 24 have never done? It's a simple, everyday kind of thing.
I used a rotary dial phone.
That's really, really good.
I like
that one too. But we're drifting back from our the main avenue. But now that's a great answer.
Okay.
Like Jay, have you ever dialed a rotary phone?
Yes.
Okay, you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have too.
What do you have?
They're fun.
A rotary phone?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
used to borrow Susan's when she worked here. Charles.
Hey.
Hi.
How about use a credit card?
A credit card?
No.
Good guess. Almost all of the people under the age, I think now at 8 you get a credit card.
Some of the better answers were paying
bills, writing a check.
Writing a check.
Has to do with paper.
It's sort of like a follow-up step to all of that stuff. Let's see if Marilyn, M-A-I-L-Y-N, has a hello.
Hi.
Hey, I would say open a checking account. I was going to say travel out of their own state, but
oh,
giving me a hint.
That's a good guess, too.
Open a checking account.
Okay.
But it's something you might do after you've opened a checking account, written a check.
First letter of your last name.
Yeah, one and eight still haven't done that. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
The guests.
Appreciate it.
You have such amazing listeners. Yeah. Hey, it's Leonard.
I know the answer. I'm just trying to remember the word I'm trying to say, man, because it's balance checkbook.
Oh, now that's good, too. Some people still can't do that.
Riverbank and Trust does it for me on my app.
All right.
I appreciate you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate you. Hmm? David.
What about actually pay a paper bill?
Thank you. Hang on. Oh, you are so close.
You are so stinking close.
You said the word paper.
Who's this?
It's something you got to do with it's paper.
You guys were talking about rotary phones. Did you guys ever have a party line?
Oh gosh, yes.
They were around.
We had a big party line.
We had a party line in our neighborhood, and when my mom and dad finally got our own line, I thought, oh, that's cool. We're uptown.
We are living large.
We won't even need a cell phone when they invent those.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks, David. Yep. Appreciate it. All right, John.
What you think?
How about mail a letter?
How about this? So that's taken from writing a check, paying a bill, mailing a letter. You know what that is?
That's the winning answer. That's what we wanted. We wanted. One in eight people under 24 have never
mailed a
letter to someone.
What's the first letter of your last name?
How about that?
Yeah.
So you are the winner.
You got to hang tight because Jay's going to get some information from you here in just a minute. So hang on the line. He's going to meet you back here.
Yeah, don't go away. While I'm at it, if you are having family in and your furniture is embarrassing, you can fix that with one trip to Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, strategically located beyond the taxicals of the city of Montgomery. You pay 8.25% on whatever you buy, and boy, do they have a selection there. Under 65,000 square feet and the Mount Rushmore of furniture goddesses to help you navigate it, starting with Stella, known by only that name, Stella.
Yes, no last name.
Dale Thornell. Yeah, she's like the Madonna of furniture sales. Dale Thornell and Cheryl Pitts. And you're in the best possible hands. By the way, they offer design consultation in case you're looking for just the right fit for a room or an arrangement, or bring them the square footage you're working with in a room if you're redoing a room. And by the way, go big. Get a Kaiser Fine Furniture Synchrony bank account. You can go 0% if you spend at least $2,000. So you don't have to bear the guilt of interest. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Shop Kaiser.com online, and please mention you heard about them here. 8.25%, by the way, on the sales tax instead of 10 at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Is Pat waiting to speak with us about something?
He was just calling for the conundrum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, we got a winner.
Yeah, I heard that. I wanted to say thank you for telling us about your Gathering of Eagles experience today. I've often wondered how you got involved in that, and let us know that Colonel Joe got you involved in it, so...
Oh, the Gathering of Eagles, yeah.
I was on the student team when I was a student there, and then I was faculty advisor for 6 years. So it's a great program.
It is. It's amazing. And it's a privilege to be a part of it and to have Colonel Joe as a friend.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, sir.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that compliment. Let's see, at 8:38.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Another morning when we were in the 30s, so that's three mornings in a row, and I think we're going to add one more tonight back to the 30s again, at least the upper 30s anyway. But sunshine, pleasantly cool today with a high temperature up to about 66. A great fall day, then clear, cold, back to the 30s tonight. We'll say 37 for the overnight low temperature. Upper 60s tomorrow with more sunshine. Then the warming trend really takes hold. 73 Friday, mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. The nights go back to 50s for lows. Storm-free, nice weekend. Warming trend continues, and then chance of more showers. Maybe a stray shower Monday. I think the chances on Monday are small, but a second system coming in, let's say towards Wednesday, Tuesday night or Wednesday, which is with the Thanksgiving Eve, that could have some showers and thunderstorms, and that could be the big deal next week. Right now, this morning, clear skies, 48. It's 8:39. Actually, 8:40.
You need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We just gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Here to tell you more about this amazing restaurant, Mr. Jay Scott.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, there's Chase.
Well, hi, Mexican street dog. Seafood Bistro opens day at 11 a.m. I know that because they open every single day at 11 a.m. You might think some restaurants close, but not this one. Pretty much ever. At 11 a.m. every single day, you can guarantee that they'll be open for you. And today is no different, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. When they open, you can call 279-7500 to put in your order if you'd like to do that, and then go by and pick it up. They've got designated parking spaces where you can just pull in. Somebody will come to your door, your car door, and they'll either take your order if you haven't ordered ahead of time, or you can give them, you know, that, hey, I placed this order. They'll go in. They'll bring it out to you. You can also give them a description of your car and everything else, and if they see you, they'll just bring it out to you if you put in that order early. It's a great thing that they've got going on over there. Plus, you can go inside and dine in if you would like to do that. The whitefish, the tilapia, the salmon. I love fish, and I love fish from the Seafood Bistro. The delivery apps on your phone, they all have the full menu there. You can have it delivered right to your door or your office, or go to their website and put in the order if you'd like to, theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
8:41, down to the traffic dungeon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. They have removed the accident on I-65 southbound right near the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. Still a little congested in the area, but everything is beginning to move a lot easier now. Around Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We have no other accidents that we know of to tell you about at this time. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works, Cuts by Us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Station Superstore, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Our doctor today, none other than the famous Dr. Johnny Biba. Yes! WKRP in Cincinnati.
Boogers. He got fired for saying that once.
So. Yes, that's how he ended up. In those days, that was a big deal. If you made it to L.A. and then you made one mistake and the next job you got was in Cincinnati, that was like... Yeah. That's why he always looked burned out and hungover, I guess.
You got to play the theme song in a second off of YouTube here. Yeah, I don't know if we probably are running too late.
Time,
I got it. I got you. We're late.
You just did it.
But that's the name you'll need this afternoon. Now, we're honoring Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. Daily, Dr. B. Burger Daily Double of the Day. This afternoon between 3 and 6, I'll ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. You must give the answer in the form of a question. Who is Dr. Johnny Fever? So Howard Hesseman, the great Howard Hesseman, played that character to a T. So that's the name for today. That's the last time we give it. I will see you back this afternoon between 3 and 6 so that you have a shot to win the incredible Dr. B Burger at Wing Fingers downtown. And that will include your Dr. B Burgers for two and your sides and your beverages and free parking in the RSA building. Dr. Johnny Fever.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. It makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning, beautiful. And what a beautiful morning it is.
You seem happy this morning.
Why wouldn't I be happy?
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
And also,
I'm very excited. It's hump day.
It's hump day.
Plus, halfway through the week.
And that means
Friday is just around the corner.
And then what?
And then
it's the weekend.
Well, that to look forward to.
But for right now, let's start the show.
I say this, but the success of our conundrum is postponed today's Morning Maroon nominee.
Oh, crap.
I share your disappointment. It'll never happen again. Right now, joining us, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. We're looking at the Dow now that the market's open, Brant, and it's 29.9. Will it pass 30 today?
You know what? It probably will. I mean, here's the thing. The economy is really doing well. It's doing better than people thought it would. We know that. We got another report from Pfizer this morning. They submitted their final results on that phase three trial testing of their vaccine, and they've submitted it, or they're about to submit it to the FDA for final approval. And it's the final results showed that it was over 95% effective in keeping you from contracting this virus. So. But, you know, hey, listen, the market's been running even as cases have worsened. And so, you know, a lot of this news about the reopening or these vaccines is really sort of baked into stock prices. This is what the market does. And so we talked about this a little bit yesterday afternoon. But all in all, you know, I think today could be a really good day. I mean, we've got the Pfizer news, which, you know, Pfizer's a member of the Dow Jones. So is Boeing. They're a big component of the Dow, and they got approval from the FAA today to bring the 737 MAX back online.
Right. Yeah.
So it's up big this morning. So all of this is what's being baked into the action we're seeing in the Dow Jones, and I think it'll be a fairly good day. There are a few other things that we'll talk about this afternoon that I've got a close eye on, but all in all, good start to the morning.
We appreciate it, Brant, and again, if you have not got a plan together to start preparing for the future, 2021 is, as of today, 43 days away. That's 6 weeks to give 387-0094 a call. Sit down with Brant and start thinking about where you'd like to be in a year, 5 years, and further down the road. They can help you with all of it. Build a nest egg to protect you from the next 2020. Let's hope that doesn't happen for a long, long time. And because people who have gotten through this whole year in better shape than others are those who had a fallback option, had to worry less. And they can help you with that at McDonald Hagen. Brant, we will talk this afternoon.
Yep, look forward to it. Y'all have a great day today.
You too, man.
Take care.
Sound great.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Yeah, I love liver sausage. Or
no.
Yes.
No, that's where I draw the line.
Braunschweiger? Come on, Oscar Mayer right out of the tube.
I mean, we got some gefilte fish downstairs and in cream sauce.
Like, as long as it's in white cream sauce.
That's
right?
Like a big jar. Anyway, I get a taste for it like once a year, so I'll go out and get a roll and I love it. On a bun with a little yellow mustard and pickles on the side. And I was reaching for the Vlasics yesterday when I saw the stork, and I did not realize that they used the stork as the mascot because of pregnant women.
Yeah.
Oh! Craving pickles. Was that a random fact?
It was, yes.
And I wonder if that's true, if women really crave pickles and crave weird stuff like that. I guess they do.
Yes. No, that's true. I've been through that, and yes... I remember making numerous runs to Kentucky Fried Chicken during the first trimester.
And that was just for you.
I was not. We kept a well-stocked panty.
What?
Ever since I saw the Pope's Instagram picture, I'm
your
mess.
Your mind has been
Yeah, well, mess. You're not thinking of the Pope. I know that. You're thinking of the picture.
At 8 minutes before the top of the hour, News Talk, your classy FM. Great Boy. Products await you at Lewis Lawn. I've got to make a decision. Should I get the 42-inch X-Mark? It is like a little sports car with a blade underneath. It'd be fun running around on it. In fact, I think that's how you get everybody else to help you with the lawn when you have something that's fun to ride. It's a really cool machine. You got a great price on it at Lewis Lawn. The 2020s. Need to be moved so the 2021s can come in their showroom. They have doubled their showroom space this year to include everything from the big tractor-style mowers, plus other product lines that they brought in, including the Walker product line, the Wright product line, and the Ego.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Those are the battery-charged mowers, blowers, pressure washers that are so amazing. Barely. You can mow a full lawn. Edge and trim to your heart's content on one charge. They've been a big seller this year, and of course, whatever you buy at Lewis Lawn, you can bring it back there when it needs service or repair. You can find out something else. You get those grabbers there, like if you have a lot of rose bushes or thorny bushes that you need to clean up. These 3-foot stain, they get in there.
How many times have you pricked your hand without...
not with that. You get behind it, get it out. That's why it's a good thing to get. And, you know, I found out that they even have replacement rubber tips for those if it breaks.
Oh, yeah?
So everything you buy at Lewis Lawn can be serviced there, including those. 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon, their wintertime hours, at Lewis Lawn.
Spots on your roof. One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Looking for a great getaway? The Kickback Ranch and Event Center wants to be your spot, whether it's a weekend with the RV or cabin rental. It's all on our 125-acre ranch. Our event center offers space for corporate meetings or events. Maybe you're looking for a wedding venue. Check out our many options we have at the Kickback Ranch. We're just a short drive down 331 south of Montgomery. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140.
The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
Peachesandclean.com.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't give grandma COVID on Thanksgiving. Spend the week before in quarantine.
I like it.
Mask your face between the bites of turkey. With fewer than 10 of your family. We're under COVID restrictions, and none of us want to go. But then my grandmother insisted, though the governor said we should stay at home. But my grandma says ignore it, and a mask she'll never wear. Now I'm scared by Christmas morning. She'll be admitted to intensive care.
Intensive care!
Don't give grandma COVID on Thanksgiving.
That's so good.
Make sure all the surfaces are clean. Better keep 6 feet of social distance. Or by Christmas she'll be 6 feet deep.
Well, we have reached the end of the show here today. I was talking about this yesterday afternoon because it's a story that came and went very quickly for one reason. The Wreaths Across America announced yesterday that they were canceling their annual wreath draping across the country, Veterans Cemetery.
I pay them every year, and I didn't hear about this.
No, they put out, due to concerns over Donald Trump, said, no, you're not. In one tweet, it's back on. It's happening.
So I have pictures of my brother's graves with the wreaths. Yeah,
they will be doing that again this year. It took him like 15 minutes. That's what we noted. I was outraged when I saw the tweet yesterday afternoon.
That is stunning at Arlington to see that.
Yes, and they deserve it. And you know what? I don't think they'd have any chance getting thousands of people to volunteer, regardless of the risk, to do that. Well, because we have a lot of patriots in this country.
The thing is, I'd go up there and place one each one individually.
They get my money. They get my money every year.
Well, you, as it turns out, your money was won.